Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the most remarkable things about the Most Holy Rosary, which we feast today, is that for all of its centrality to Catholic piety, no one is really quite sure where precisely the Rosary came from. Being a former Dominican tertiary, I have a responsibility to at least share with you the Dominican tradition that it was Our Lady herself who appeared to and gave St. Dominic the Rosary in order to combat the Albigensian heresy, which infested and cruelly led astray many of the Catholics of Toulouse. It might seem quaint and laughable that simple prayers, rather than extended argument, would have been suggested to combat the pernicious bite of heresy. And certainly both weapons were extensively used. But anyone who has had an argument with anyone else knows that the opposite side is so rarely moved by basic logic. And it is not surprising that a prayer of humble entrusting of self to our mother can powerfully lead us into entrusting ourselves to our other mother, the Church herself. Let's not make the mistake of underestimating and leaving out this humble prayer in our daily life. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection. He lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.